Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Second India-Arab Foreign Ministers Meet discusses issues of mutual interest in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appreciates Arab League's role in regional peace and stability. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserts, with the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, India's exports to the European Union can double in 5 years. South Korea and Japan agree to resume bilateral naval search and rescue exercise for first time in 9 years. NASA postpones launch of Artemis II mission to Moon. And in sports, India's Devika Sehwag enters final of Thailand Masters Badminton in Bangkok. The second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting is being held in New Delhi. Leaders of all 22 Arab nations are taking part in the meet, which is being hosted by India for the first time and taking place after a gap of 10 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi received the delegation of foreign ministers of Arab countries, the Secretary General of the League of Arab States and heads of Arab delegations. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi conveyed his appreciation for the important role played by the Arab League in supporting efforts towards regional peace and stability. He reiterated India's continued support for the people of Palestine and welcomed ongoing peace efforts, including the Gaza peace plan. The Prime Minister highlighted the deep and historic people-to-people ties between India and the Arab world. He reaffirmed India's commitment to further deepen cooperation in trade and investment, energy, technology, healthcare, and other priority areas for the mutual benefit of the people of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, in his opening remarks, stressed on zero tolerance for terrorism and said it must be an uncompromising universal norm. He said, terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is a common threat for India and the Arab nations.
Cross-border terrorism is particularly unacceptable because it violates the basic principles of international relations and diplomacy. Societies targeted by terrorism have the right to defend themselves and will understandably exercise it. It is essential that we strengthen international cooperation to combat what is a global scourge. Zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm.
Dr. Jaishankar said India has strong partnerships with all League of Arab States, LAS nations, and much of this is rooted in history. He said they are meeting at an important juncture where the global order is undergoing transformation for a variety of reasons, and politics, economics, technology, and demography are all fully into play.
The situation in Gaza, in particular, has been the focus for the international community. Taking forward the comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict is today a widely shared priority. Various countries have made policy declarations on the peace plan, individually or collectively. This is the larger context in which we deliberate on the region's challenges and prospects.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has asserted that with the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, India's exports to the European Union can double in 5 years. Mr. Goyal also urged the business persons, MSMEs, startups and entrepreneurs to focus on going international. The minister said this while sharing his interviews with prominent national dailies in a series of social media posts. The minister said that the India-EU FTA is a powerful FTA that will unlock major opportunities for India while protecting countries' sensitive sectors. India Today dispatched a consignment of 10 Bailey bridges to Sri Lanka to assist restoration of critical connectivity following the devastation caused by Cyclone Dithwa. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment was dispatched from Vishakhapatnam to Colombo on board INS Ghadiyal. He added that the supply is a part of India's special economic package of $450 million announced as a part of Operation Sagar Bandhu. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be the third budget of Narendra Modi government in its third term. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. South Korea and Japan have agreed to resume their bilateral naval search and rescue exercise for the first time in 9 years. Seoul's defense ministry said it is part of efforts to promote military exchanges between the two countries. South Korean defense minister An Kyu-bak and his Japanese counterpart Shinjiro Koizumi held talks in the Japanese port city of Yokosuka yesterday. A joint press release said that both ministers concurred on activating personnel and unit exchange to boost mutual understanding and trust between the South Korean military and the Japanese self-defense force. In Iran, a major explosion was reported at an 8-story building in the southern port city of Bandar Abbas today. There are reports that a Navy commander was targeted in the explosion, but Iranian media called them completely false. State television said the explosion destroyed several vehicles and shops in the area of Mo Alam Boulevard in the city. 4 people have reportedly died in the explosion, local media reported, although there is no official confirmation. Hospitals in Gaza said that Israeli strikes killed at least 23 Palestinians today, one of the highest tolls since the October ceasefire aimed at stopping the fighting. A day after Israel accused Hamas of new ceasefire violations, strikes hit locations throughout Gaza. The casualties included 2 women and 6 children from 2 different families. Shifa Hospital Director Mohammed Abu Selmia said an airstrike also hit a police station in Gaza City, killing at least 11 people. The series of strikes also came a day before the Rafah crossing along the border with Egypt is set to open in Gaza's southernmost city. All of the territory's border crossings have been closed throughout almost the entire war. NASA has postponed the launch of its Artemis II mission to the moon due to unfavorable weather conditions in Florida. The space agency now targets February 8th as the earliest possible launch date, replacing the earlier plan of February 6th. The decision follows a review of cold weather and strong winds linked to a rare Arctic outbreak affecting the region. NASA will conduct the wet dress rehearsal on February 2nd, after which a final launch date will be confirmed. Artemis II is a 10-day crewed mission that will carry 4 astronauts on a journey around the moon to test the Orion spacecraft and deep space exploration systems. The mission will not involve a lunar landing. The International Monetary Fund IMF has cautioned Bangladesh against providing unsecured liquidity injections to weak banks, warning that such measures could undermine financial stability without credible reforms. According to a statement released yesterday, the IMF said Bangladesh's economy has slowed while inflation remains elevated, highlighting growing macroeconomic and financial risks. Bangladesh's GDP growth fell to 3.7% in the financial year 25 from 4.2% in the financial year 24, reflecting disruptions from the 2024 uprising, tighter policies and weak investment. In badminton, India's Devika Sehag has entered the final of the Thailand Masters 2026 tournament. She defeated Huang Yusun of Chinese Taipei in semifinals 22-20, 21-13 at the Nee Mee Boot Stadium in Bangkok this evening. In tennis, Elena Rybakina today produced a thunderous display to dismantle Arina Sabalenka 6-4, 4-6, 6-4 in Melbourne Park women's single final and captured her maiden Australian Open title. The Kazakh fifth seed's huge ball striking caused all sorts of problems for twice champion Sabalenka. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Second, India-Arab foreign ministers meet, discusses issues of mutual interest in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appreciates Arab League's role in regional peace and stability. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserts, with the India-EU free trade agreement, India's exports to the European Union can double in 5 years. South Korea and Japan agree to resume bilateral naval search and rescue exercise for first time in 9 years. NASA postpones launch of Artemis II mission to Moon. And in sports, India's Devika Sehag enters final of Thailand Masters Badminton in Bangkok. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.